Goff's 3 minute
history.
Cause knowledge is
We've all been in this situation. You go to the restroom to make a deposit, and when you go to flush, nothing happens. You jiggle the handle, pray, debate your options. Depending on where you're at, this can go from annoying to downright terrifying. But imagine your flushing issues end up becoming one of the most embarrassing German defeats in World War II. Underwater warfare has been around for centuries. The ancient Assyrians used camel bladders to store oxygen and travel underwater to sneak up on enemies. Alexander the Great was even believed to have descended into the sea in a diving bell. And while we see more and more increased submarine activity through the 18th and 19th centuries, World War I is when we really begin to see it become an efficient tactic. German engineers were able to design and implement diesel engines into submarines in 1909, and throughout World War I, we see the German Navy create havoc in the North Atlantic with their unrestricted submarine warfare, including, in 1915, the sinking of the RMS Lusitania, a British passenger ship traveling between New York City and Liverpool, England. The sinking of this ship by German U-boat 120 included 123 American passengers among the 1,200 casualties, and helped pull America into the war. Technology and engineering progressed through the years between world wars, despite Germany's direct order not to rebuild their navy as part of their surrender outlined in the Treaty of Versailles. And by the end of World War II, the Germans boasted the Type 7C submarines. They had 2 anti-aircraft guns, 5 torpedo tubes, and a new development, active sonar. They boasted a crew of over 50 men and officers, came in at over 220 feet long and weighed almost 800 tons. This ship was famously featured in the West German film Das Boot in 1981. The specific U-boat, or Unterseeboot, underwater boat in today's episode, was U-1206. The sub was fresh off the line and on her maiden voyage off the east coast of Scotland, under the command of Captain Carl Adolf Schlitt. Operating at around 200 feet below sea level, Captain Schlitt is also the antagonist of our story, as on April 14th, 1945, mere weeks before the German surrender and Hitler's demise, he had need to use the facilities. Upon depositing his offering into the toilet, he realized that he did not know how to flush this new specific toilet. U-1206 featured a new advancement that would push human waste directly out into the sea instead of storing it in a sewage tank on board. This cut down on weight, and less weight allowed for more speed. However, this feature apparently required a fairly complicated method of flushing unbeknownst to the captain. A series of knobs and valves had to be opened and shut in a specific order to release the waste out into the deep blue. Now, narratives differ about the fatal flush. Either Schlitt tried to flush it himself without the training required, or he went to find an engineer who had better understanding of the system, who also apparently did not have the training required. Either way, the flush was wildly unsuccessful. They opened the wrong valve, and at 200 feet below sea level, the lavatory began filling with seawater. Things got worse. The salt water combined with Schlitt's poop began to overrun and flowed down onto the sub's batteries below. When this mixture hit the batteries, they began to smoke and released a giant cloud of chlorine gas. The toxic chemical cloud forced the captain to order an immediate surfacing. Upon hitting the surface, the sub was immediately spotted by Allied British ships who fired on her. The British captured 60 men from U-1206 while 4 drowned. Now, while this wasn't the turning point of the war or even a decisive victory, it does allow for an opportunity to laugh at the situation in an otherwise bleak and savage war. And while certainly there were more exciting victories in the North Atlantic, none may have been as embarrassing to the Nazi Navy, but Schlitt happens. Class dismissed.
This podcast, written, produced, and narrated by Isaac Goff in wild, wonderful Wart County, West Virginia.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.